This is our first ever medical missions trip, so as we're departing, there was a little bit of an attitude of, I hope we got this right. As before, we tried to do what we could. We loaded it all up, and we had a lot of adventures just getting there, London and other places. But we arrived, and there's our bus. Someone said that we ought to, you know, put Sanford and Son music to this thing as we show the bus, you know. But when we arrived, Jeremy took us to his place, this little villa he has. No, that's not. That's just a place we ate breakfast. This is the real Uganda, of course. That was for the tourists. This is the real Uganda as we're driving along. We get out into the countryside, a tea plantation. The countryside is beautiful. It's a beautiful country. Of course, the trip took a little bit out of some of us, and I didn't take these pictures, but I have my revenge. Then we arrive in Sweden. Now, the folks that went with us the first time, this is how things have progressed since we were there the last time. We, of course, went to Jeremy's place, and he has a pet monkey, and the monkey is the one without the hat. So, but we got a chance to catch our breath just a little bit, and we'll kind of pan around here just in a moment and give you a chance to see. The other missionary we support, the Guymans, live over there. This is where Jeremy is staying. As you can see, the Lord is really taking care of him, and the monkey was very friendly. But the Lord has been good to him. Here's some of the orphans there that were at the orphanage, and we had a chance to kind of scope things out and see what we were going to do. We rested a little bit then that evening, and here's the inside, a little bit of Jeremy's place. And kind of caught our breath after traveling for 22 hours straight. So the next day on Saturday, we were going to treat the orphans and those folks that were there in Soroti that were at the church. And this is the building that we built the first time we were there. You can see some of the other buildings that have been added since then. But we had to have some meetings. Again, a first time, we had to say, okay, let's put this over here and that over there and get some kind of an idea of what we're doing. This was actually where we're going to have the pharmacy. So it took a little bit of trial and error to get the tent set up and before the people began to come. And, of course, they came in droves, and they filled this building up all day long, just like you see there, for 8 or 9 hours. This is the order was just a triage, a tent where we would weigh them, and then we would send them in small groups to the doctors. It was a little bit of a laborious ordeal, but we just get a chance to meet them and talk with them. By the end of the day, this is just some of the folks who were left right there at the end of the day, and many of you remember some of the folks who were here before, but here's just a little candid shots of some of them. This little boy was burned 2 days earlier. For 2 days, he had been laboring under that pain, and Alan was able to help him. The next day, we drove north to Siriri. Well, this is where Jeremy's church building is located, and you've heard people talking about that. When we first arrived, there were already people in the building, you know, 40 or 50, and of course, Jeremy was trying to lower our expectations, but it was not long, and we'll zoom out here just a little bit, but before we even got started to Sunday school, and as you can see, a little bit of what people were talking about of now people standing outside. And they began their service, and it was heartwarming to hear them sing. I think we actually have some of it recorded so that you can hear just a little bit of them as they're worshiping the Lord. Of course, while all that was going on across the way, just like we have during our Sunday school, we have children's Sunday school. And they have children's Sunday school as well, across a road, underneath a tree. They have their Sunday school for children and children's church. You can see some of the ladies there standing around the side, some of the bicycles that were being mentioned. Of course, all that time while we're having Sunday school, the people, as we mentioned, people continually were coming. And many of us got up, of course, and stepped back and gave room. And when the building was full, those people, they knew better than to stand out in the sun, unlike the rest of us. So they, except for Alan, he did the wise thing and got under the tree. There's all the bicycles. There's the Salvation Tree where so many folks went after the service. And then during the church service, as we'll take a little bit of a long shot here, you'll kind of peer into the building that was absolutely jam-packed. There's a pastor giving the morning service. And there's Gabriel, the one that Glenn was mentioning. He's doing the translating. Then afterwards, the people hung on, of course. Some people were still being dealt with. People were already with questions about how the doctors were going to meet them. And we were having to give instructions and kind of get an idea about how that was going to work. And it was hard to say to these people that we're going to do the best we can, but we're going to tell you right now, we're not sure that we'll be able to see everyone. We're going to do our very best, but we'll do the very best that we can. And as you can see, everyone was standing around, and they were so excited with the idea of possibly getting some help. So that was Sunday, and then the next week began. The people that are in the church right there, Jeremy's speaking to, they slept in the church. Jeremy had them sign up. There were well over 1,000 names. People have signed up. And when we drove up onto the property, we were astounded. Over to my left, across the road, there were already hundreds of people seated there. I stepped out into the road, and as you look down the roadway, hordes of them coming. So we set up the tents, and we just got at it. We would bring them over, as Pastor mentioned, 20 at a time just to keep them. We would, the night before, we just decided to prepackage a bunch of pills. Obviously, not everyone was happy to see us. But we just doled out help as best we could and spent time treat after the doctor saw them. Then they came in and got their medication. This is Musa, the man that whose village we go to on Wednesday. This is the rat that we found in the church. And the thing that I like to point out is where there's a rat that big, there's a snake big enough to eat it, which she was quite aware of. But we just kind of kept at it. That was Monday and Tuesday. On Wednesday, we went north to Moose's village. This was about 20 minutes after we showed up. When we arrived originally, there was probably 150. 10 minutes later, this is what we had. It tripled over the course of the day. As the doctors were continually seeing the people as they came in, those that were actually triaged, we got to where we said, we're not going to see everyone, so let's just dole out. So we set up tents and we just handed out medication, as Vince was alluding to, while the doctors continued to see other folks. Of course, it was all day long. You would take just an opportunity. We talked about being on the road with Jeremy. Well, here's that superhighway Pastor was mentioning. Actually, I had him back up and we did it again. It was so much fun. But at the end of those roads are people with buildings and houses.
This would be a very large house. This is probably one of the biggest huts I've been in. Oh, was there a rat up there? I think maybe a rat was trying to come down.
This lady would be considered wealthy. There are all of her possessions. She actually has a lantern. and room in her house to do her laundry. A mosquito net, as Jeremy was saying. Look, she has two bicycles. She has extra seed to sow in her fields. And you'll see that the compound's a little bit larger. This is her husband, who Jeremy says is not well at all and is not long for this world. He took us around and showed us some of the other. There's some other buildings. There's their teenage daughter, who this is her form of entertainment. It has a little game that they play there. But then we went on the little side roads. This would be considered one of the other roads. This is the footpath we're talking about. This is a young man who Jeremy led to the Lord, and then he wanted Jeremy to come tell his grandmother about Christ. Later on, Joseph Coney, this is the house his grandmother had. They were burnt out. And these people have been through quite a bit of privation. So here's some of the other young people. The first time he was actually seeing himself on the video camera as they were waiting for treatment there. And then as we were on the way home, we had a lot to think about just as we were playing Dodge Cow. This is the city of Kampala. And while we were looking forward to leaving, this is what most of Uganda is like. And those folks they're kept out of the very nice places, of course, by the barbed wire. And of course, there's shops, and we got to go around and see some of the places to buy some things. And then we got on an airplane and came back to our life of luxury. But here's the real heart of Uganda. The orphans with some of their beanie babies. And